Well, last Tuesday I was in a place with hardwood floors and a queen-size bed in my room in a nice tub. And out in the hall area or outside the room, they had a nice big table that we ate at. Can you guess where I was? Well, you've reached Stories and Stuff here in Minneapolis, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. Well, where I was with this hardwood floor and the queen-size bed was on a jet airplane. I'd never been on a plane like that before because it's private or, I guess, an executive plane, and they, you know, have room to make it, you know, comfortable and everything. And I spent the night on there. Well, it kind of all started with a message on Stories and Stuff here. A guy left a message, and he was, it sounded like he was feeling happy, and he said I was a few adjectives, and he said a pedophile, and he accused me of that, and, you know, I guess something had, you know, made him want to lash out. You know, when you sometimes talk about children, you hear stuff like that. So for the first few minutes of it, I have to say I was annoyed with a message like that. But I talked to my favorite therapist in Australia that said, why don't we come over and have a little meeting about it? And I said, yeah, because I said, you know, I realize there's a different way of seeing this. I can see this as an OFF. That's an opportunity for forgiveness. And I decided, too, that it was a time to be brave. You know, I hadn't really wanted to go on an airplane, much less fly on one. And I said, you know, if you come as, you know, that friend's guest, I will actually go up to the plane. I think I'll even go on it and maybe spend the night if I'm brave enough. So Dawn, my mother, arrived, and Fiona, the therapist, and the friend that arranged the flight, Arundel. I like the name Arundel. And there was some other people on the plane, but they gave me a room with a nice bed in it. Imagine on a plane with the bed that real sheets and real pillowcases and pillows and all that kind of stuff. And it just didn't feel like a plane at all. And we went out and had a meal, and in the kind of the lobby area, I guess, on the plane, sitting at regular tables and pull-out chairs and everything. And I was just kind of, you know, we were going to do a little forgiveness ceremony after the meal. But in the meantime, I was in the room, and I was feeling the floor. It was such textured wood, and I just love that hardwood floor. And have you ever walked into a room and you just feel lovely? It's like where somebody was in there that really cared and stuff. Sometimes you can feel the vibes of how a person feels in the room when they really like being somewhere and when they care and stuff. I don't know how to explain it. I just felt really nice touching that clean floor and everything. And I got down there and I said, I bless the person, whoever they were that they cleaned this floor and go into this room and leave such happy vibes, such good energy. I bless you. I bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So the executive said, well, let me get her. I want you to tell her that. Oh, no, that's embarrassing. You know, I when I bless people like that, it's kind of hard to say it to their face. But he went and got Janet and came in and said, Joy Bubbles has something to tell you. And I said, well, it's kind of hard to say. And she says, well, I'm here to make people comfortable. And, you know, you can say anything to me and I'll fix it. She said, I'll get whatever, you know, whatever is wrong, I'll fix it. And I told her, well, what I want to say is, how much I love the feel of this room from, you know, cleaning the floor and everything. And you know what I found under the bed? What did you find under the bed? A clean floor. Well, of course, I love these hardwood floors. And, you know, you give them care and they'll last for years. And I just told them, I mean, even though I'm not normally a cleaner, I said, I handle these floors. They deserve very special love and care. And because only a few of the rooms, I think, had the hardwood floors. And So I told her, I said, you know, you have a spirit of excellence, an SOE, as I call it, a spirit of excellence. And you just, I don't know, the room just felt cared about. Well, I just love being here, and I love making people comfortable and, you know, executives and their children and everything. And she said, that's just my calling, you know. And so the manager said, well, why don't you join us for our little ceremony, and, you know, after dinner we're going to have a forgiveness ceremony. So she ate with us, and then we got ready. You know, I brought the tape of that message. I bet that person didn't know that, you know, they're kind of crying out for attention, that an executive from an airline would hear it, and Janet, who kind of fixes things and is a real comforter, and my dear therapist from Australia that did come over, and also Dawn, my mother. We would all kind of get together. And, you know, I had decided there's a different way of seeing this. So we saw it as there's a suburb here in the Twin Cities outside of Minneapolis called Edina. And I say that's an acronym for what every child or big child needs. Every day I need attention. E-D-I-N-A, that's the name of the suburb. And so we decided to give this person good attention, because leaving a message like that, saying I was up, and it was some adjectives, and then pedophile, and saying that is really just another way of saying, please love me, please give me attention. And so we did. We got in a circle, and we decided to turn on some music. The music that we had handy, and we used that for our forgiveness circle, was a DVD that is the Qantas commercial in Australia. They play this song sung by a children's choir called I Still Call Australia Home. And while the choir is singing, they show all these different places all over the world, children playing on a beach, and animals in the Taj Mahal, just switching from all these countries, bunches of them, that Qantas flies to. And we sort of held hands and swayed, and sending this person a lot of peace and love, and wishing you the best, happy times, good, healthy, loving things in your life, meeting new and exciting people, and having adventures that are wonderful, and learning that you have something good to share, and knowing that you're loved. And I forgive you. Just like, you know, meeting Janet was an OFB, opportunity for blessing, that message turned out to be the OFF, opportunity for forgiveness. So, you know, when that's one thing I've learned. I can have different things happen, but I've learned that I can decide that there's a different way of seeing them. And Janet told me, she said, you know, you've got a funny name, she said to me, being that I'm Joy Bubbles. And I said, yeah. And she said, well, I visited a town recently with a funny name in Australia. And I said, well, Australia, it's funny anyway, where they call cotton candy fairy floss, like a fairy flossing their teeth, you know. And she said, yeah, but this town is has a funny name. It's called Humpty Doo. Yeah, two words, H-U-M-P-T-Y, and then I think she said D-O-O, Humpty Doo. I just wonder how a town got got a name like that. So just for fun, while we were visualizing peace in this person's life that was leaving the message and everything, and we were sending him love, just for fun, we all sent him a fun message and all shouted at the top of our lungs, Humpty Doo, Humpty Doo. I don't know why, just Australian crazy. And then we sat around and ate and talked and laughed and hugged. And they were telling me about the pictures they had taken of me walking into the plane. They had a ramp set up with a red carpet because I was kind of afraid to go on a plane. Well, this one didn't fly yet. Maybe someday I'll actually fly on it too. But I spent the whole night on the plane. That's the first step. And they said, we're going to get you on here and, you know, give you a flight. And you can sleep in that bed all night while it's flying. But at least I did sleep in that queen-size bed while the plane was on the ground. So anyway, Let me get my lyrics book, because it's hard for you to understand the choir singing. I'm going to play you this song from the CD I got that they use for this Qantas airline commercial. But I'll read you the lyrics first. A guy over in Australia, the late Peter Allen. And it should be right here. Yes, here it is. I've been to cities that never closed down, from New York to Rome and old London town. But no matter how far or how wide I roam, I still call Australia home. I'm always traveling. I love being free. So I keep leaving the sun and the sea. But my heart lies waiting over the foam. I still call Australia home. All the sons and daughters spinning around the world, away from their family and friends. But as the world gets older and colder, it's good to know where your journey ends. Someday we'll all be together once more when all of the ships come back to the shore. I realize something I've always known. I still call Australia, I still call Australia, I still call Australia home. And I'm so thankful for friends that can come over and hug me and share forgiveness and send love to that person that gave me a gift. Opportunity for forgiveness, and forgiveness is a gift, I think. So I send them love and peace and a special feeling and a great big loud shout at Australia and Humpty Doo. And now I'll dial up the song. Here it is. Be an interview that was done with me from ACB Radio on Thanksgiving Day, an hour interview, but then after that the regular stories will resume. And to that person and to everyone else too, there's never been anybody in the whole creation of the universe exactly like you, and there's things about you that never have been before made in that way, which is another way of saying you're special. And there's a calling, there's something you can do better than anybody else in the world. And you can actually keep looking and find that. May you find love. May you find adventure. May you have many friends. Next time, you can get to hear the Thanksgiving interview. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. And maybe spare a hug today. Bye for now.
At the tone.